Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung Jr. with Prophecy Today, where we examine current events in the light of God's prophetic word. There's an uptick in teaching of Bible prophecy in churches today. Paul Sharp, a church ministries missionary with Friends of Israel, comes to give us more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Paul, are you encouraged by the church wanting to know more about the end times?
Yes, I think there are a lot of people who have that hunger and that desire. And I think we're seeing that, Jimmy. I certainly noticed an uptick in that area in 2020 with all the craziness in the world at that time. And I think we're seeing it again since October 7th in a real profound way. People want to know what's going on. And the title of my article, What's Ahead for Israel? And we know that what's ahead for Israel also tells us what's going to be ahead for the whole world. But perhaps you've seen, like I have, Jimmy, also there seems to be, even within the church, a rise also in the opposition to our message regarding biblical prophecy. It seems like those of other views have also stepped forward and oftentimes oppose some of the things that we're talking about here with regard to a future for Israel and the pre-tribulational rapture and dispensational theology and things like that.
Yes, and that's interesting. And let's just talk about that a little bit. Within the body of Christ, you have different views on eschatology. And of course, eschatology is the study of the end times. Why do you think that is?
Well, Jimmy, there are several major views of eschatology or the end times Bible prophecy, and we know certainly in addition to dispensational premillennialism, in particular, there's amillennialism and postmillennialism, and these views go back a very long way in church history, and there's reasons why they have developed as they have as we look back at history, but really the issue is, what does the text say, and are we taking the text literally? And are we taking the text as the authors intended? And I think that if we do that, we're going to come out with dispensational premillennial theology, a pre-tribulational rapture, certainly a future for Israel.
Yes, and I think for those that are longtime listeners of us, that's why we focus on the Jewish people, because God has a plan for the Jewish people in the future. And I like what you said in your article, is that when the church is gone, because we believe that the rapture is the next thing to happen prophetically on God's timetable, when the church is gone, then what will happen on this earth will get back to God's disciplining of the Jewish people.
Yeah, the purpose of the tribulation, Jimmy, is nothing to do with the church, because as you just said, the church will be in heaven. But on earth, where the tribulation is ongoing, God will be working in and through and for his people Israel, and he will be moving to bring them to repentance to receive the king and his kingdom. And that's ultimately the purpose of this 7-year tribulation that's coming.
Yes. Paul, thank you so much. We hope that we encourage you to keep on your path of teaching the body of Christ about the times in which we're living, to be pure and productive in the lives that they're living. Paul, tell us how we can find some more of your information.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. It's always so wonderful to be here with you. People can always connect with me at sermonaudio.com/PSCHARF. That's P sharp.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...